WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A reminder for property taxpayers that today is the last day to pay the full bill if you did not take advantage of partial payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says if you need to go into the office, be prepared to wait.
Parking is always challenging down here in downtown Bryan, so people need to plan a little extra time. It's not necessarily going to be an easy in, easy out situation.
Rose suggests using the county's online payment service, which includes a processing fee, but she discourages using your financial institution's website.
Because that is still a mailed-in physical check, and we've had several people caught and having to pay penalty and interest because of that.
Another option is using a drop-off box outside their building in downtown Bryan. The intersection of University and Spring Loop was closed for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon when a City of Bryan truck overturned. Jenna Kioski with the city says the driver is okay.
It was a City of Bryan Water Services truck, and it was actually making a left turn from Spring Loop east onto University Drive and overturned right there at that intersection.
Crews from the cities of Bryan and College Station loaded an estimated 10 tons of treated sewage into a dump truck and proceeded to its original destination, a nearby compost facility. No other vehicles were involved. A proposed private landfill west of College Station remains on hold. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality unanimously voted yesterday to send the applicant and opponents to a judge and to mediation. Commissioner Chairman Brian Shaw of Elgin says landfill opponents were eligible to have a contested case hearing, which could take up to 9 months to complete.
The record, it's pretty clear that effectiveness has been established, and so the real issue, I think, is what of those issues are appropriate to forward, and I think there's likely about 9 different issues by my count that could be included, and some of those are variations. For example, on the issue one, I think certainly the dust component of that is relevant material.
More than 160 property owners have organized to fight adding a landfill to the Brazos Valley recycling operation off FM 60 west of Highway 47. A year and a half ago, BVR filed its original application to deposit construction and demolition debris. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. There continues to be talk about last week's decision by the Bryan City Council to study the future of the municipal golf course. Mayor Jason Bienski says voters decided in November of 2011 to keep the property as green space, not as an 18-hole course.
If we're going to spend $1 million, $2 million on improvements and compete with other golf courses in the area, we've got A&M, if you haven't seen, they're redesigning and redoing their whole course. They're going to be tough competition in a year, and our numbers are still down. Imagine what they're going to be like a year from now. So the citizens are going to have to decide if we want to keep subsidizing at a $300,000-$500,000 a year rate, if there could be some other use before we spend that kind of money. And we'll figure out the best means to do it.
The council called on the Parks and Recreation Board to weigh options. A star running back for A&M 25 years ago is accused of an armed robbery and shooting in a Dallas suburb. The Dallas Morning News reports Darren Lewis is accused of a convenience store robbery early yesterday morning in Duncanville. Police say a store clerk was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over the money. The 44-year-old Lewis played for the Aggies from 1987 through 90 and was an All-America selection in his senior year. After A&M, Lewis played 2 seasons in the NFL. And Congressman Bill Flores says he believes the Senate is headed in the right direction on immigration reform.
Once we get that off the table, we can start talking about economic opportunity for all, particularly for Hispanics. Under the president's economic policy, we've got 2 million more Hispanics living in poverty than we did 4 years ago. That's not fair. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to our economy. That's not fair to the other taxpayers who are paying the load for those people while they're on their public assistance programs. Let's put them to work and make taxpayers out of them. If we do that, we'll make Republicans out of them at the same time.
Flores says President Obama's address on immigration reform was a speech which lacked substance and failed to address border security. He says instead it included social issues like a same-sex stipulation that might make it harder to accomplish reform. WTOW News Time is 7:11. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
A lesson in versatility is what you'll learn with the new Gym Car from Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Gym can be just as essential to your operation as the students and faculty. Plus, it's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operations, and costs just pennies a day to operate. Ready to move. That's Gym. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Polaris Gym, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications in Business. For your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure is sitting across the state of Texas this morning. It's going to be responsible for another nice day, though we are off to another cool start. We'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 65 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low very close to 40 degrees. Tomorrow it's mostly sunny, highs near 65. We'll see some passing cloudiness tomorrow night near 50, and then it becomes partly sunny on Saturday with a high close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball put one in the win column. The ladies gear up for Vandy tonight, and we've got some information about some alignments between the SEC and Big 12 coming up with sports at 7:50.
All right, there you go. No winner last night's lotto, so it's the Powerball thing. That means that Saturday night's drawing is going to be worth $176 million. Only $111 million in cash, though. And never mind that the chances to win are $175.2 million to one, and it's in 44 states in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You still got to buy a ticket if you're going to win. Just letting you know if you want to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, because... also, the school district... We did have a Florida story. I said earlier this morning we didn't. We did. Florida school district apologized after... An automated calling system rang 73,000 homes at night. The Broward County School District said the calls handled by their service provider, ParentLink, apparently went out between 10 p.m. on Monday and 4:40 a.m. on Tuesday. 4:40 a.m. would be in the morning. Calls advertised an event for dropouts. ParentLink said they're sorry about that.
Wow.
They hope it won't happen again. Kind of glad this didn't happen in Texas. Commissioned by the Ohio State Senate for the State House, misspelled the word education. Yeah.
Written by me.
Yeah, official said the company hired to make the sign, which was meant to read Finance Education Subcommittee, they misspelled it. Coming up later this morning, more than you want to know about nacho cheese. And also, the story about the president of the United States, Barack Obama. I don't know if you've heard about him. Apparently, they were going to do
the Super Bowl.
No, he's not. But there are apparently brothers coaching in the Super Bowl.
I've heard that.
Okay, we're not sure. We're going to try to narrow that down.
No, I heard Clip Howard talk about it yesterday.
Oh, did he? So it means it's true. Okay, all right, that's fine. So they do. All right, so they did a little puff piece in the New Republic magazine about the president. And in that interview, the president brought up, among other things, his personal attitude toward guns, saying that he appreciated shooting and that he himself does skeet shooting all the time at Camp David.
Is that when he's not golfing?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that that's the president who's saying pull, but anyway. Now, maybe that would undermine the whole image that people have that he's a gun grabber, but Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn went on CNN and wondered, if he is in fact a skeet shooter, why haven't we heard about this? Why have we not seen photos? Why has he not referenced it before, that he's a skeet shooter?
They're sweating bullets back there.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Jay Carney says, well, there may be a photograph, but I haven't seen one. The New Republic did tweet a photograph of Obama holding a shotgun, but then they had to immediately apologize and pull it down because it was photoshopped.
Oh, get out of here.
He had been holding a golf club.
Oh, my God.
Which is just like a gun.
How is that possible?
Well, because it can be done. That's the reason. So, as a result, apparently somebody is pulling somebody's chain. A number of others also expressed their skepticism over Obama's claim. Ask how often the president, in fact, goes skeet shooting, you know, which, again, probably not as often as he plays golf. And to that, Jay Carney said he didn't know. Ask why Obama had never talked about it before and why there were no photos. Jay Carney says, because when he goes to Camp David, he goes to spend time with his family and friends and relax and not to produce photographs. Okay.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
I would think so. The only time that he, and a source told Fox News, and again, remember it's Fox News, but the only time he shot skeet was for President's Cup, which is a shooting competition tradition that involves the president's Marine Guards. He said, the source said, I was there. The president stayed for about 5 minutes. He could not leave fast enough.
So, really?
That's the word there.
Well, you know, and I don't have a problem if you don't like guns.
Sure. That's okay.
I happen to think they're kind of cool. I own a couple. But don't lie to me that you do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's taking it to another level. But again...
Hey, wait. Does anyone have a clip of Hillary Clinton saying, what difference does it make? Yeah. Maybe we could play that.
Well, lies as good as the truth that the customer believes it. Is that it? Hello?
That's pretty much it.
Hello?
You know, those skeet are hard to clean and they taste like crap.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
They don't cook up very tender either.
Yeah. You got to go pick them up off the ground. It's hard to do. Yeah. So Tom Cruise believes that he has magic powers. I don't know if you know about that.
From Scientology?
Well, according to In Touch magazine, of course, Pulitzer Prize winning author Lawrence Wright wrote a story for The New Yorker about the actor saying that Tom believes that he has the power to move things with his mind.
Well, is it really surprising that an actor believes weird stuff?
Oh, no.
I mean, they're just like news anchors. We're all kind of neurotic.
Yeah, just he believes he can move things with his mind. Okay. All right, so how about this? Last week, the trade publication Ad Age reported that the big new Super Bowl commercial for SodaStream had gotten pulled by CBS for taking aim at Pepsi and Coke. SodaStream is what this thing that bubbles flavored water. Is that right? You put it down and it's got a...
It makes soda, basically.
Right, okay.
I think it's one of Sean Hannity's sponsors.
Oh, is it? Okay,
you can tune into one of their commercials during his show.
It got pulled by CBS for taking aim at Coke and Pepsi, who are two major advertisers on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, the banned commercial has, in fact, now resurfaced. And guess what? It does take aim at them. I watched the commercial this morning. Delivery guys are stocking a supermarket. You got like dueling banjos going in the background. Pepsi truck pulls up with the Coke truck. They slide up the slides on the side. You know, they alternate doing that. And then they take out these 2-liter bottles, you know, in stacks. And they start racing toward the grocery store. And then I don't know why, but somehow or other the plastic things start exploding, and so all the bottles explode. And I think SodaStream says, you know, if you've been using SodaStream, X number of plastic bottles wouldn't have had to be used. And so
how
they are
offensive. Who ever heard of competitive
advertising?
I know.
Well, that's true. And speaking of offensive, then there's another one that has gotten in trouble. Christopher John Farley, the Wall Street Journal, says that. This is a commercial for Volkswagen, okay? And the guy walks around talking in a Jamaican accent in the office. And it's all because he's happy because he drives this little Volkswagen. And
So the reaction has really been rather intense. There are people saying this is like blackface with voices. And all the people in there are white, and the guy is supposedly from Minneapolis or from Minnesota who talks like he's from Jamaica. So now VW of America is having to back down from that. They're having to defend their ad. Tim Maloney, who's the chief marketing officer for CNN, says they did their homework to make sure that this was not an offensive commercial. Company marketers talked to 100 Jamaicans in a research phase to see if anybody was offended. And they made sure that they had a speech coach who knew how to speak Jamaican on the set when they did the commercial.
Oh, man. They be trying all the way.
And we had the story the other day that they put them out on YouTube, and as a result, the commercials are seen 8 million times as opposed to if you don't, well, it's only 1.3 million. So because of a factor of six, that makes it worthwhile to do. But now they're getting bad publicity.
But we're still talking about it. We just talked about VW right. and SodaStream.
Yes. Is there anything wrong with that? And just because I thought that we were out of new reasons to have game shows on TV doesn't mean that I was right.
Uh-oh.
ABC has given the go-ahead to Bet on Your Baby.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Bet on Your Baby. Yes, it is a new primetime show in which parents will try to predict their child's next move in an effort to win money for the child's future education.
Oh my gosh.
Are they going to put it into a trust fund that the parents can't raid? You know what I'm saying?
They might.
The hour-long program will feature five families with toddlers between the ages of 2 years old and 3.5. Each family will play a self-contained individual challenge against the house, meaning they are only competing against themselves and not against other babies, because then that would give the babies a bad image, you know, if they didn't win. At the end of the show, the five families return to play the college round for the chance to win $50,000 towards a college education for their child.
Get them a semester at Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, there you go. It's called Bet on Your Baby. Jeff Foxworthy? I mean, I don't know. Who's a Mom, I got a job, really. Yeah, I'm the MC of Bet on Your Baby on ABC.
Oh no, I want Very Dry was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, political guy. Can't think of Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
I want Ben Stein to do it.
Be perfect.
Hello,
yeah.
Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard to clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Rock Center with Brian Williams brings you stories like no one else can.
On Rock Center,
the first TV interview with Tim Cook after taking over Apple.
How are you not Steve Jobs?
An Oscar-winning director on breaking away from Scientology.
I was ashamed of my own stupidity.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
At the center of power,
investigation, controversy.
At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Friday, starting February 8th at 10, 9 central on NBC.
Two of Texas A&M's most famous alumni, Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keene.
I wrote this song here, the Front Porch Song, with my friend Lyle Lovett back some
an acoustic
years ago.
Evening.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, February 14th at Rudder Auditorium.
Just a big
Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keene. Tickets as low as $20 plus service charge. On sale Friday morning at 10 at the MSC box office and online at boxoffice.tamu.edu. Don't miss a very special evening.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Not nearly as windy today. Southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine, and 66 will be our high. 38 for the low temperature tonight. About 67 for tomorrow. Then we're around 70 for Saturday and Sunday and Monday. All looks pretty good. Now, just a slight chance of showers on Monday. Lows each night. Last night was probably the coolest night. We'll probably be in the upper 30s to middle 40s as we move toward the weekend. Right now, winds are calm. Humidity 73%. Fair skies. We have 36 degrees.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary.
There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
On January 4th, 2012, President Obama made several recess appointments. That's a procedure set out by the Constitution. Obama appointed three liberal hacks to the National Labor Relations Board. Now, here's the problem. The Senate was not officially in recess, as the Constitution demands. Now, last week, a federal court of appeals ruled that Obama exceeded his authority when he made those appointments. In plain language, he violated the Constitution. The appointments were unconstitutional, period. In response to the ruling, Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has called for two of the board members to quit. That call has been greeted with derision from much of the state-controlled media. Washington Post, for instance, says resigning would be a bit premature for the two board members in question. Why? Because Obama's Justice Department hasn't decided if it'll fight the decision and take it to the Supreme Court. And if they do, claims the Post, without explaining how they arrive at this conclusion, Obama has a reasonable chance of winning. Now, meanwhile, the NLRB and the Obama regime say it's business as usual despite the court ruling, which comes as no surprise. I mean, Obama ignored the courts when they told him his oil drilling moratorium in the Gulf was unconstitutional. Time and time again, he sidesteps Congress and the legal system with executive orders and agency regulations that are going to take decades to unwind. As far as Obama's concerned, there may as well not be a constitution. He ignores it enough.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An estimated 10 tons of treated sewage spilled into the intersection of University and Spring Loop, shutting down traffic for 2.5 hours yesterday afternoon.
It took crews there, both City of Bryan and City of College Station crews on site,
and they had it cleaned up in a matter of about 30 minutes working together. So very fast response.
Jenna Kioski with the City of Bryan says the driver is okay after the truck overturned while making a turn from Spring Loop to University. No other vehicles were involved. Opponents to a proposed private landfill west of College Station raised 13 issues to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The three-member board agreed with 9 during a hearing yesterday in Austin.
I guess be third in saying I think that the as far as the air issues go, I think they are overly broad, but bringing it back down to the idea of treating dust as a nuisance, we do have that authority through the MSW rules, and I do think that there's some language that could get at that.
Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin was part of the unanimous vote sending the application to a judge and to mediation, which could take 9 months to complete. Brazos Valley Recycling applied to add the landfill to their operations in June of 2011. Since then, more than 160 property owners within 2 miles of the site have organized against dumping demolition and construction debris off FM 60 west of Highway 47. On our website at WTW.com is more information from the State Commission. The normal rush is on for property owners to make their yearly payments by today's deadline. That means long lines and jammed phones at the Brazos County Tax Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says one option is using the drop box on the side of their building in downtown Bryan.
Include your property ID number, your payment stub, something to help us identify your payment, and all of those payments drop directly into a locked safe.
Another option is using the county's online payment service where you will pay a service fee.
As long as you are paying less than $10,000, and gee, hopefully you are, then the convenience fee is only $5.
Rowe doesn't suggest using your financial institution's website because checks are issued, then mailed, potentially missing the deadline. Now, a month into the new year with new federal taxes making folks' paychecks a bit lighter, Congressman Bill Flores says he hasn't gotten any feedback about it. Flores feels that temporary tax breaks make for tax increases down the road, so anything done in terms of tax policy needs to be long-term.
If I'm asked in the future to pass a short-term tax break, I'm going to say, no, why don't we just send out a stimulus check to somebody? I mean, it's their money to start with. Just give it to them, but leave the tax rates the same. That way you don't have to deal with the tax increase that comes subsequently. And I think that'd do more economic good than the way the payroll tax reduction worked over the last 2 years.
He also says Governor Rick Perry's proposal of a money-back guarantee for taxpayers mentioned during his State of the State address is worth looking at. Discussion hasn't diminished in the future of Bryan's municipal golf course since the Bryan City Council asked the Parks and Recreation Board for a recommendation. Mayor Jason Byenski knows about a recent unscientific poll in the Eagle where 71% favored keeping the course 18 holes instead of reducing it to 9.
I would like to see that poll that polls the citizens on how many people would like to keep it a golf course or other people would like to use it for other parks and recreation use. I have talked to dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people, that said, yes, we did vote to keep it a park, and we did vote to keep it a green space, but by no means did we vote to keep it a golf course. That was not on the referendum. It was voted to keep it as a park space.
Byenski says a study is in order before spending millions to improve the course, which has seen diminishing play and will face more competition when A&M completes the rebuilding of its course. And a former Aggie football All-American is in jail. The Dallas Morning News reports 44-year-old Darren Lewis is accused of an early morning armed robbery and shooting yesterday. A clerk at a convenience store in Duncanville was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over an undisclosed amount of money. Lewis played 2 seasons in the NFL after an Aggie career where he rushed for more than 5,200 yards between 1987 and 90. WTW News time is 7:35. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, hypertension, obesity, and family history of heart attack or stroke can all be signs of clogged leg arteries called PAD, or peripheral arterial disease. Get a free screening Thursday, February 7th, 8:30 to 4 at the St. Joseph Education Annex on the corner of Broadmoor and 29th Street. PAD is serious but can be cured. St. Joseph can make the difference with advanced treatment options. Call 774-4653 to schedule your time.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar, and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 21.90 due at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, 1389 per 1,000 finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is sitting across the state of Texas this morning. It's going to be responsible for another nice day, though we are off to another cool start. We'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 65 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low very close to 40 degrees. Tomorrow it's mostly sunny, highs near 65. We'll see some passing cloudiness tomorrow night near 50, and then it becomes partly sunny on Saturday with a high close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Two teams struggling, obviously, when you have 46 turnovers.
An ugly win is still a win, and Fighting Texas Aggies got off a four-game slide by beating Mississippi State yesterday. We'll cover that for you. The ladies play tonight against Vandy, and there's some talk between the SEC and Big 12 about some alignments. We'll share all that more coming up with you in sports.
When you have 46 turnovers, you got 100 points between the two teams in an overtime game. You're being generous when you call it ugly. I mean, that's just being nice. But that's okay. But the best thing is, kind of to paraphrase Abe Lemons, the great University of Texas basketball coach, you know, the good thing is that the Aggies won, and the bad thing for Mississippi State, among other things, is they wake up this morning in Starksville. So. Abe said that, I think, after Texas had lost to Baylor, and he said, you know, it's unfortunate that we lost to them, but the bad news is they're going to wake up tomorrow and still be in Waco.
Oh, Waco's not that bad.
He had one of the best quotes ever, though. How hard could it be to be a track coach?
Yeah.
Tell them to turn left every time they get a chance to be the first one back.
That's right. Get back as fast as you can. Get back as fast as you can. All right, so as you're driving to work today, when was the last time we had a little Neil Sperryism? We haven't had a Neilism in a while. And, you know, Neil gives us garden advice, but Neil just gives us life advice.
It's nice when you find an item that can be used for two distinct tasks. That's the concept behind sofa beds. And who knows how many ways we use paper clips and coat hangers, but odds are that the original purposes aren't in the majority. Humans improvise. We find alternate ways to involve things in our lives.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's fabulous.
That's just Neil being Neil.
He building up to something?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to talk about, like, planning in saucers?
Well, I don't know about that, but we have any number. And the most famous one is the tank top one, and we'll play that for you sometime.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they come in all sizes. So another week, another person making headlines for scribbling on a restaurant receipt. This time, it's a customer who seems to think that claiming that he is a pastor absolves him from having to leave a tip. photo posted on...
Well, wait a second. Does anyone have to leave a tip?
Well, yes. Yes, you do, as a matter of fact. When you are someplace where there's an automatic gratuity because of something, yeah, you do have to do that.
Yeah, but I mean normally, right? You don't.
A photo that was posted shows a receipt for $34.93 with an automatic gratuity of 18%, like $6.26 included. But the diner had scratched out the tip, writing instead, "I gave God 10%, why do you get 18?"
Oh, my
Then added the word pastor above his signature. And instead of leaving a tip that was merely less than the 18%, he wrote zero.
So he didn't even put anything like, guy was bad waiter or?
No, he just did that. That was his comment. The person who submitted the image explained that this was just a portion of the total bill for the whole table of 20, which means that the 18% tip is automatically put on the bill.
Sure.
Wow.
Most parties, it was over 8 or 10.
Sure. And in total, the group ran up a $200 bill worth of food before tax and tip, says the server. As for whether or not the $0 tip reflected the quality of the service, the waiter simply said they had no problems with their service and told me I was great. They just didn't want to pay when the time came.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I give God 10%. Why should I give you 18?
Golly.
Researchers say if your snacking is getting in the way of your diet, you may have to remember three things. Think smaller, take a bite, and wait. Think smaller, take a bite, and wait. Writers publishing...
Wait, W-E-I-G-H-T or W-A-I-T?
No, W-A-I-T.
Okay.
Writings published in the January Journal of Food Quality and Preference... what is that, like they do a bunch of blind taste tests? A bunch of people with paper sacks on their heads?
I want to go work for them.
Yeah, it might be fun. They explain that eating smaller portions of commonly craved food will satisfy a person just as well as a larger portion. So when you do sit down today to watch Oprah, don't bring the big tub of cheesecake filling with you. Just scoop it out into a smaller tub, and that would work out a lot better. Hello?
That sounds disgusting.
Hey, back on the waiter deal, usually rule of thumb is eight persons or so sit down at a party, you know, there's an automatic gratuity. But if a single person sits down and he doesn't want a tip, well... You know, that's just the breaks, man. It's been that shit for 20 years, baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, I mean, I like his argument. If you tithe at 10%, what are you doing giving a waiter 18, huh? Yeah. Now, understand, hello, on the other side of that equation, quite often big parties really, really do cause it to be very difficult for waitstaff.
Yeah, they're stressful.
You know,
and
for people who have been in waitstaff, I don't want to tell. And again, I don't know.
It's not like the waitstaff is paid anything good.
My thought is, if you can't afford the tip, you probably shouldn't eat out. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just because it's, again. And we get sorry waiters, we all do, but, you know, they're sorry radio announcers, too. I mean, they're sorry everything's, but for the ones who are good, they probably ought to get that. So where were we? Oh, yes, we were talking about preferences. We were talking about portion size and this quality food quality and preference organization. Explain that eating smaller portions of commonly craved foods will satisfy a person just as well as a larger portion. So again, that's what it was. It was don't take the entire 1 pound tub of cheesecake filling with you when you go sit down.
Just makes such a disgusting example.
So don't eat the whole pound of bacon.
No. Well,
or skip the. Skip
I got it with bacon. Scott's
now, but
going,
wait,
okay,
a minute.
Wait a minute.
But see now, that's not an impulse food. Bacon is not an impulse food.
Sure it is.
Ooh, I don't know. Are you saying bacon's a premeditated
food?
Well,
you've got to take it out and cook it. I mean, do you walk around with packages of pre-cooked bacon?
What about bacon bits? I have eaten straight out of the bacon bit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Before.
I haven't done that since yesterday, but yeah, sure. No, I understand where you're coming from.
No, I have pre-cooked bacon, and I mean, you just...
You don't buy that, do you? Do you buy pre-cooked bacon?
Yes.
You trust somebody else to cook your bacon?
Yes.
Wow. What a trusting soul you are to do that.
That's why we all love Kevin so much.
I can't imagine.
If I'm doing a bacon cheeseburger, it's hard to do bacon on a grill.
You buy that
no
thing
kidding.
Where you open up the, you zip open the bag. Uh-huh. And then that bacon that's probably been there for 9 years, and then you put that on your bacon burger.
Yes, I do.
Judge not, Scott.
Hello.
Well, yeah, that dog food that tastes like bacon makes a nice snack.
Yeah.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to our kids, I wonder if we're overly concerned with what we think they need to know and less with what they really want and really need. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dr. Frank Luntz is a widely respected pollster who makes his living helping others communicate more effectively. His motto, "It's not what you say, it's what they hear," has plenty of relevance to parents. Our words matter, but according to Dr. Luntz, a mom and dad's actions matter more. Frank has compiled a list of recommendations titled, "Six Steps Parents Really Need to Know." Here they are. Make mealtime a priority. This is something Jean and I do with our two young boys. Parents should have dinner with their children at least 5 nights a week. Next, mom and dad should take the kids to church or synagogue weekly. Third, as parents, we need to demand truth from our children. If they lie about little things, they'll tell big whoppers with greater consequences later on. Check their homework. Ask specific questions about their teachers and classes. Fifth, sign them up for a team sport, and chess club doesn't count. Lastly, take a week-long vacation with your family and turn off the electronic devices. The research is clear. Kids want your attention and devotion. In other words, they desperately want the things money can't buy. For more help with your family, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hey, about 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going to sports in just a minute. But first, if you travel 2818 in Luther, that's kind of by the Poultry Science Center near the airport and just south of George Bush. They've got an accident there. Northbound lane is down to one lane. Lots of emergency vehicles and obviously lots of rubberneckers going in both directions. So if you can avoid Luther and 2818 right now, would probably be a pretty good idea. Folks at Intercon remind you, just a phone call away at 823-3639. What they can do is kind of assess your window situation. If you know you've got a problem, then they can help you with solutions of either repairing that existing window or replacing it. Of course, you may not know that you've got a problem. When we have that cold weather and the strong winds, which we haven't had a lot of, knock on wood, you know that that air exchange is going on. But, you know, if those windows are leaking when the weather's cold, they're leaking when the weather's hot as well. And the problem is that causes your utility bill to be higher than you want it to be. That's where Intercon comes in. Locally owned company. They will work with you. If you need to do it in stages to fit your budget, they will work with you on that. If you'd like to get an estimate, they'll come out, they'll give you the estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure from Intercon because they've been doing this for a long, long time. They've got a quality product at a fair price, and they've got lots and lots of satisfied customers they'll be glad to tell you about. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call, a homegrown company that makes windows that are efficient for your home, for your business. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M got off the schneid last night with Fabian Harris putting up 17 points. Elston Turner turned in 11, and A&M rallied past Mississippi State for a 55-49 overtime win. The Aggies trailed by 14 points early in the second, but recovered to snap a four-game losing streak. Harris made 8 of 13 from the field. Turner sank a crucial fadeaway jumper with just 30 seconds remaining in overtime to give the Aggies a 53-49 lead for good. J. Michael Reese added 10 points, including 4 in overtime, and here's Coach Kennedy after the overtime win.
Two teams struggling, obviously, when you have 46 turnovers in the game. It's an ugly game, but proud of our guys for fighting back in the second half. Our small lineup was able to speed the game up and create some baskets for us. And I'm really proud of Elson because I challenged him at halftime and thought he came back in the second half and fought back, and it's a good win for us.
The Aggies are now 13-7, running 3-4 in the SEC. They'll try to improve on this on Saturday at Reed Arena as the Kentucky Wildcats come to town with the tip-off scheduled at 5 o'clock and all the action live right here on WTAW. The number 16 Texas A&M women's team, they're 16-5, 6-1 in the SEC, and they'll face off against Vandy tonight at 7 at Reed. The Aggies are looking to match the idle Kentucky team that is 7-1 in league play, and a win would tie the ladies for second place in the standings. Here's Coach Blair on the Commodores for tonight.
Vanderbilt has always been a great, great offensive team all throughout the years. And we had the perfect scenario get Missouri before Vanderbilt, because Missouri plays the same style of ball. Missouri runs their offense very hard, good point guard play. They just didn't have the finishers that Vanderbilt has.
If you want to listen in, that game is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, this evening. And again, the tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. From CBS Sports, the Big 12 hasn't made any secret of the fact that it's looking to create a partnership with another conference, hoping to boost its non-conference scheduling, television profile, and other interests. But what leagues it might be in discussion with, other than the ACC, have officially until now been, quote, secret. Not anymore. SEC spokesman Mark Womack told AL.com on the SEC and Big 12 being able to average together, there's limited dialogue about the possibility of a closer arrangement between the two champions' bowl partners, specifically one that would guide the league's non-conference schedules. But Womack was quick to point out that any such agreement was, quote, far, far from being finalized.
Right wing Green, right corner Parker, wide open, three ball. Trebian, Tony Parker from Danny Green.
Parker finished with 22, and the Spurs never trailed the Charlotte Bobcats and ended up winning last night 102-78, extending their winning streak to 9 games in a row. In other NBA action, the Nuggets beat the Rockets 118-110 last night. NCAA basketball with Brittany Griner and Baylor. Big 12 women's career scoring record last night, finishing with 40 points and 15 rebounds. That's her 51st double-double. Number one, Baylor thrashed Texas Tech, by the way, 90-60. It was the fourth career 40-point performance for Griner. And by the way, she passed Oklahoma State's Andrea Riley for the record, giving her 2,837 points for her career. It was the 31st Big 12 win in a row for the Baylor Lady Bears. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is still getting grilled about using PEDs, and, of course, a certain Texas cyclist came up.
I'm always very careful with speaking about something that I don't know about, you know, and I don't know about Lance. I don't know about nobody. I can only tell you about Ray Lewis. So to speak about other people's cases, other people's situations, that's totally on them, and that's totally on whatever you guys want to write from there.
Now, this all dovetails nicely into professional golfer Vijay Singh. He says a Sports Illustrated report about his purchase of deer antler spray is correct, but says he had no idea it contained a substance banned by the PGA. The same article says the Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis asked the same company for help while recovering from a torn tricep. Ravens linebacker says that it isn't true. So he's saying no, Vijay Singh is saying yes. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, the daddy-daughter dance is coming up for the Children's Museum. It's tomorrow night and Saturday. If you've got a daughter, 695-1620, 695-1620, call right now. I have a ticket for you and your daughter. Which is what? How much?
$125.
Like a buck and a quarter. So that's a pretty good deal. 695-1620. So you need to have a daughter.
It's this Friday and Saturday.
Yep. And you need to be available either tomorrow night or Saturday night. Okay. All right. Always like to give you useless information whenever possible. So, gonna do that for you. How about this little morsel from the airlines offering the longest flight and the shortest flight? 2013 will cause some interesting movement in that area. Currently, Singapore Airlines holds the title for the longest commercial flight on the planet. Singapore's SG-12, flying 9,505 miles. That's from the main airport in Singapore to Newark Liberty. Takes passengers across the world in 18 and a half hours.
Oh, my heavens.
That's it, depending on the wind. Singapore also announced this year they will sadly see the end of this route, handing it over instead to Qantas in their Sydney to Dallas flight. That'll be 17 hours on that one. On the other side of the spectrum, it's Loganair, a Scottish airline that flies, well, the shortest flight, the entire journey from two Orkney Islands, that's Westray to Papa Westray, takes 47 seconds.
Wow.
The flight is 1,750 yards. 1,750 yards.
Couldn't you just get a boat?
Yeah. Well, I would think so. It costs $30 to get there. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. This is Kent Knutson.
Say your name again for me.
Kent.
Uh-huh. Houston.
Kent. Calling you, Knutson, uh-huh.
Knutson, all right. And you're calling, daddy-daughter dance. How old is your daughter?